Justice Thomas has the opinion of the court this morning in two cases.
The first case I have is Vidal versus Elster, number 22704. This case comes to us on a writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. The Lanham Act governs the registration of trademarks. It contains a provision called the Names Clause that bars the registration of a trademark that contains a name identifying a particular living individual, except by that individual's written consent. In this case, Steve Elster sought to register a trademark containing the phrase "Trump too small" for use on T-shirts, on shirts and hats. The Patent and Trademark Office refused registration under the Names Clause. The Court of Appeals reversed, holding that the Names Clause violates the First Amendment protection of free speech. In an opinion filed with the clerk today, we reverse. When enforcing the First Amendment, our precedents have asked whether a regulation restricts speech based on its content or viewpoint. The Names Clause is content-based because it turns on the content of the proposed trademark, that is, whether it contains a person's name. But the Names Clause does not discriminate based on viewpoint. We thus confront for the first time the constitutionality of the content-based but viewpoint-neutral trademark restriction. Although heightened scrutiny would ordinarily apply to a content-based speech restriction, we conclude that it does not apply here. Since the founding, trademark protection has required drawing content-based distinctions, yet trademark rights have always coexisted comfortably with the First Amendment. Accordingly, we need not apply heightened scrutiny to a solely content-based trademark restriction. We do not delineate an exhaustive framework for which a content-based trademark restriction passes muster under the First Amendment. But in evaluating such a restriction, we can consider the history and tradition of the trademark restriction. The Names Clause has deep roots in our legal tradition. The common law restricted the trademarking of names, reflecting the notion that a person has ownership over his own name. This common law understanding carried over into federal statutory law. The Lanham Act's Name Clause reflects the common law's careful treatment of trademarking names. This history and tradition is sufficient to conclude that the Names Clause is compatible with the First Amendment. For these reasons and others set forth in our opinion, we reverse the judgment of the Federal Circuit. Justice Kavanaugh has filed an opinion concurring in part in which the Chief Justice joins. Justice Barrett has filed an opinion concurring in part in which Justice Kagan joins in full, and Justices Sotomayor and Jackson join in part. Justice Sotomayor has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment in which Justices Kagan and Jackson join.